There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Listeners of Side Stories, hello. You're beautiful, number one. You're looking good today.
Looking great.
I can see inside of your home right now, and I'm looking at your family.
Well,
and the first thing I want to say is how healthy your children look.
That is quite scary, Henry.
I want to see how healthy the wives look.
Yes.
And how patriotic some of the men look.
Okay.
Right? And I just want to say thank you for continuing to listen to Side Stories. We're here. This is fucking, it's Apocalypse Radio. We're back into it.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Side Stories. How you doing? Ben Kissel here, hanging out with Henry. Obviously, this week is a week of a lot of pain, a lot of turmoil happening throughout the country. So we're going to talk a little bit about that here up top and then get you to what is now considered lighthearted news, cannibalism.
Literally, There's a lot in there. There's a surprisingly large amount of cannibalism
that
has happened this week. Not just our system.
No, serious. Fun. It is insane. We were joking about this before the show, discussing before the show how our show, John Krasinski, sold a show like lighthearted news. I don't know what it's called. But really, the lighthearted news in these times is when a man eats his 90-year-old grandma. That's the fun, raffle news we need to hear.
That's what people are saying is breaking the tension. So don't worry. We're going to get there at some point. But we just wanted to talk about it. Make sure y'all know, like, I mean, things are absolutely, what's the term you'd use, Kissel? Is it jacked up?
I would say constitutionally crumbling in front of our eyes, yes.
You did such a good job yesterday of portraying the faces and names of people that have been unceremoniously murdered by the police over the last several years.
Yes. Right?
This is a thing, this is an epidemic that is growing in size and is getting worse and worse.
Henry, you talk about unceremoniously murdered by the police. Sadly, many times they are ceremonially murdered by the police. If you look at the folks we have on death row, they estimate 2 to 3% are innocent. So this is a systemic problem, and the bright side is the country is taking it seriously, waking up and understanding what an issue we have to solve in this country.
I look at these protests because, number one, they're not as bad as a lot of the media is portraying them out to be. There's this little, in the very beginning, there was some looting. There was kind of coming, they're blaming outside actors, all that kind of bullshit. All that's horseshit. That's very isolated. A lot of these protests are going as normal and are heated for a reason. President's not helping. Right. Definitely directing. He's amping up the fucking temperature of the entire scenario. It took until this morning for the other three officers besides Derek Chauvin to finally be charged with crimes for aiding and abetting, watching Derek Chauvin kneel on a man's neck for 9 minutes. If you watch that video, you watch it. New York Times, even though they are fucking on the outs right now, they did a compilation video of all of the footage on the street, of all the different angles of people filming George Floyd's death. You watch a police officer on a dead body, kneeling on a dead body for a minute, right? Sitting there, and he's got that mean mug, looking right down the pipe of a camera. Well, all the other dudes sit there and kneel like he's fucking changing a tire.
And of course, it was a 9-minute video. Absolutely devastating. I'm sure you all have seen that. So we just want to express our sympathy, our empathy with the cause. And we just want to let you know that we are with you. We are thinking of you. And we will continue to do our best to be voices, allies. And we will continue to confront the systemic racism.
Absolutely.
That is so prevalent right now. And the fact that we have our president calling for the military in our streets is absolutely devastating. So.
It's been prevalent always, right? This is kind of what we're really every. It seems like every 20 years or so, like the bill kind of comes out, and we have to decide whether or not America's going to start paying for the original sins of this country, right? Like, and we have to find out like what's our way to navigate through this future in order to figure like how do we rectify this bullshit? These protests are not the problem; they are the symptom, and we're gonna see how long this shit goes, because right now we're not getting anything from the up top that is changing anything. The unions, the police unions have to be reformed. It's very, very difficult. But yeah, I mean, Side Stories and LPN, we just want to remind you, Black Lives Matter. And if you want to give out to anybody like during this time period, if you want to help protesters directly, There are some people that want to do that. You'd go to the National Bail Fund, the National Bailout, the Black Lives Matter Global Network. That's another. You could toss cash at them. You got also the Advancement Project. Certain places that they're doing a lot of good work and across the line. And we're also speaking with people. The idea of like trying to figure out like how do you create a world where the cops can actually reform themselves?
Absolutely. And of course, when it comes to our bail system, that completely needs to be reformed. And we will get into more on that on this week's Abe Lincoln's Top Hat. And just lastly on this front, you know, we talk a lot about growing up and some of the things that we did, the drinking and driving, the doing drugs, all those things. What is privilege? Privilege is having those be stories.
Yep.
Good memories. Not being privileged is having that be a sentence. So you have to look and you get 25 years, an extended period of time. And once you're in the system, tough to get out. So
you literally get murdered. Right.
Yes.
The people, they don't get to grow up. I got pulled over by a cop being hammered. And the cop let me go. Right. I don't think that would be the same for somebody who was black. This is like things that you experience. You don't understand. And then if you don't understand just how afraid black people can be of the police, then you don't know enough black people. I don't want to pull a Joe Biden.
Whoa.
But I feel like you need to know this shit. You need to know for a fact that people, they're genuinely scared of the police.
That actually reminds me of a story Tucker Carlson told me. When I was in the wings there at Fox News, and Tucker told me a story about how he got pulled over, hammered, absolutely hammered. He had a family. He had like three kids. He was sweating, telling me the story. And then he was just like, thank God the cop agreed with my politics and let me go.
Oh.
But that is it. So
I just can't stress enough how fucking upsetting this whole thing has been.
Absolutely. And of course, we are still in the midst of a pandemic. 2020, what else could you bring us? Lord knows, I feel like we are in Krampus season. I think we are having a reverse Christmas. All of the gifts are almost revelations, opening of the seventh seal, the apocalypse, the plague.
Like, think about this bullshit. Is the fact that they fucked up so bad on the COVID-19, whatever their response was. You're going to even call it a response. They fucked up so bad. They tanked the economy. We got nothing else to remotely focus on. There's no bars, there's no restaurants, there's no sports, there's nothing to distract. So now we can sit in this. And really, maybe this is the time. This is the time to learn, and this is the time to grow. This is the time to do the hard shit that it's going to take to move forward. And to be honest, these protests can go all summer. They could just go.
And of course, again, Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, I'll be going in depth on what's happening to our civil liberties. Where'd they go? Where, along with the cowboys, where have all the civil liberties gone? A smaller, kind of a lighthearted story adjacent, going back to my home state of Wisconsin, there was a peaceful protest of about 100 people. Evidently, there was one man, his name is Greg Hoft, who did not like this. So
yep.
He had an interesting solution that might be the dumbest solution to disperse protesters in the history of humanity. He brought 12 crates of bees from a trailer to a parking lot nearby the protest. So this is what he had to say. Henry will do a dictation. This is what he had to say on his now protected, which is always my favorite. When people are so weak, they're like, I better protect my Facebook. You just suggested releasing 12 crates of bees. Like, you're in Wicker Man and you're dumber than everyone on that island.
Every hashtag All Lives Matter person that responded to any Instagram post I put up this week, they all are protected. They hide just like their fucking their president who hides in a bunker away from everybody else. He shuts off the light like he's like trying to say, don't come and trick or treat at my fucking house like a little bitch. They're just like that.
Anyway,
so this is what they sound like.
Here he is.
The riot control bees are in their holding yard waiting to clear the streets of Janesville and keep peace to this county. I'm willing to bring them in and kick them over if things get out of control.
So this fat,
so this is his
butter-filled
big plan.
Man.
This was his big plan. I'm going to get these big crates of bees.
Yes.
And I'm going to unleash them. And you
kick
know how
over.
He knows? You know what he did? He made him racist.
He started playing videos. But seriously, the mind of this man, is he so far up his own asshole that he somehow thinks his ranting and ravings that he's been doing as if he's a little Adolf Hitler to the bees while they're in crates?
Come, bees. How dare you? All right, bees, come to me. Now attack the women with no bras. They won't show them to me. Now attack the black men yelling because they won't allow me to join them in their poker games.
Yes, apparently the cops found out about this backup plan and they asked him to leave the area. So thank God this maniac, Greg Hoyt.
What do you want me to do? Sir, you're going to need to leave the area. Just get out. I can't seem to hear you, officer.
Good Lord. So Greg Hoft, whatever the opposite of a hero of the week is, you're it, because that's the dumbest idea ever. Also, you would just get stung by bees along with all of the cops, children. You're just going to release 12 crates of bees into your community. So it not is the a smartest way, idea.
It is a way to, I mean, number one, bees are dying. So they in are. One way, maybe it's kind of nice. You know what I mean? Put more bees in the circulation.
Sure. Well, we do. The bee is a very important. It's a very important little creature. Very important little insect. It has sex with all the flowers. I don't know how it works.
But it's a mutual destruction weapon.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You unleash it, everybody's gonna. It's like a neutron bomb of bug weapons.
Oh my goodness!
One other story I want to tangentially talk about a little bit was this concept. There's like a conspiracy theory about the idea that there's big pallets of bricks being left out for use to essentially accelerate violence, to accelerate property destruction, and that they are put there by some, you know, like one half of people saying it's Antifa, right? Which doesn't exist. It's not even a whole, it's not a real organization. It has no leader. It is just a group of people.
Well, it does exist, but yes.
But you know what I mean? It doesn't have like, it doesn't have a mailing address. Like you can't like go to a place. There's no president of Antifa because they would fight him.
I guess so. Maybe they do. I'm not sure. I don't know.
There are other people saying that it's cops laying out these bricks as a way to basically destroy the movement from the inside by showing, look how violent these protesters are. They're taking these bricks and they're destroying property.
Well, this would not be the first time something like that has happened. It was a tactic used in the 60s and 70s. And obviously today, all the greatest hits are coming back. If you do get a chance, check out the Umbrella Man video that took place at the AutoZone in Minneapolis. Extremely chilling. And
very
you do
interesting.
Wonder... And we also saw closed officers breaking windows at banks and things like that. It's referred to, as Henry mentioned, accelerationists. And these people are there to allow easier access for burnings and things like that.
Yeah, and it's done by a bunch of shithead nihilists who don't understand what would happen to their soft little bodies if they fucking... grid actually went down.
Or the way it's done by the authorities, man. I really don't know. That's
I don't know. Woo-wee. I don't know. But they are doing it to discredit the actual, like, if they are doing it. I don't think that they are. A lot of it has been debunked. But the ones that seem to be super, super fishy are the ones like they had a group of cops being filmed, like unleashing a bunch of bricks from the back of an armored van. And then they came out and saying like, no, we were removing the bricks from an elementary school. Like they were trying to
Henry,
cover it.
Henry, you have
like,
to watch it in rewind in your brain. Don't you know how to see the truth? You have to watch it in reverse. Like the Beatles' White Album. It's not the songs that you hear playing the proper way. It's when you make it all sound weird.
You got to make it sound weird because then it sounds evil and then you see it. But it's just important. Remember that a lot of this shit has been debunked. And yes, there's a lot of stuff that almost seems like high strangeness. Right?
Absolutely.
The idea of like seeing a pallet of bricks lying in the middle, like isolated in a Snapchat or Insta story, which is basically how people were communicating from the when they were in fucking ground zero from the front lines. You're seeing these little snippets and you wonder what the hell is really going on. But it's important to remember that a lot of it is pointed distraction to try to delegitimize the protesters. So you really have to take all of this shit with a grain of salt and understand that this information is coming from 9 different angles. And a lot of it's coming from social media, which is twisted and turned by big time media. They love your rage, man. They're trying to pump up your rage. They've been commodifying it for years. And now they're wondering where the hell all of this madness is coming from. They've been fucking stoking it. And now we're seeing an end result.
Absolutely. I am in the camp that would not put it past them. That's what I'm going to say right now.
Oh, no, I would not put it past them. And the problem is that a lot of this shit is like cops saying like, no, we didn't do it. But unfortunately right now, cops, But right now, cops, no one believes a word that you say.
All right. Well, let's move on to a story that has been going on now on this show upwards of 3 years. And this may be the final conclusion to the Joe Exotic saga. Carol Baskin, it appears as if she has officially won as Joe Exotic sits in a jail cell. She is now the owner of his exotic zoo. Crazy. Jeff Lowe has 120 days to vacate the property.
Wow.
This is the final move on the board of risk, and Carol Baskins has taken the exotic castle. It's crazy.
It's what's happened, and now Joe Exotic has to just sit absolutely riddled with COVID-19, sitting in jail, wondering if he'll ever be back on top. And the answer is I don't know. I think that the next thing, if I could get an ear to him, right, and say that when you get out, I think a thing that you can do is like, just let her have it. You got to let this war die, right? Carol Baskin, she's going to kill him.
She could kill him, which could be interesting.
That could be very, very interesting. But Joe Exotic, I think the next step, get into gators.
I
mean this, switch it up, new animal.
I like that. And of course, the gator, the natural predator. Sure,
they do have to treat them better. And I want to say, you know what you could also do? Maybe not even gators. Maybe something smaller. Spiders, big spiders. If you get something, I feel like that is way more maintainable. Like something like big hissing roaches. You do one of those. It's a creepy museum. It's one of those things go, but then you show them how spiders aren't scary. They're actually really useful to nature, and that actually might be really nice.
I am more scared of spiders than I am of tigers, and I understand that might be irrational, but that's just the elephant in me. I'm scared of the little things because you never know where they're coming and where they're going.
That's all I do is look for your little weak spots in your body,
aren't I? I know what you do. So the GW Exotic Animal Memorial Park in Wynnewood, Oklahoma, has now officially been handed over to Carol Baskins.
We'll see what happens. Now, this is to me the end of like the first trilogy of Joe Exotic versus Carol Baskins. It's like this is The Hobbit is now over of their story, and then we'll see where it goes from there. We'll see if there's enough gas to take it to a third trilogy, because I'll definitely tell you what, they try to do it with Dune over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, don't forget Joe, he's got 22 years in the clink. So unless something happens and he can get a new trial, it's going to be a long, long time before he can challenge Baskin back on the street.
I had another idea that I was thinking about today. All right, listen. All right, people have trying to think about spitballing solutions to what we're dealing with right now, right? Everybody says, and I'll put the bit aside. I understand we can't have robot cops. All right, I get it.
It's horrible to have robot cops.
I know they can be hacked. They can be reprogrammed. I get it.
They're just going to be programmed to kill.
I'm just saying, I get it. Right? I guess that's problematic. I guess that some people don't understand that we just need the proper dictatorship in place. You know what I mean? If I could listen, I'm just putting myself out there. Uh-huh. I could listen. I could create a council of rivals. And I'd listen, and I would make it so nice. You wouldn't have to worry about this shit anymore. But you know, I would say, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Instead of robot cops, and they're having problems having like civilians watch cops and regulate cops. What if robots regulated cops, and they have a watchbot? They have like a watch cop. This like little thing that watches them, and every single time they do something bad, they get zapped by this fucking robot, right?
I don't know how you didn't get cast as Dr. Robotnik, because that's exactly what he did. Sonic the Hedgehog arch villain.
Take all of the grays and all of the weird nuances and trying to figure out like why the fact that our politicians are so scared of the police unions.
Wait, so aliens are now involved as well?
No. I'm saying it's taken a human factor out of like the police unions acting like the mafia and the government being scared of the police unions.
I think you're gravely misunderstanding community policing. I feel like we need the human factor. That's a good thing. So then they can relate.
We got that.
You're just asking.
We have that. But then we have oversight being done by ruthless bots that are built to just watch the police.
Yeah, that's not going to backfire. You know what, Henry? I think
watch cops.
You know, it's an idea.
And I'm just saying that there's a way to You know, it keeps it. But listen, and then I think that you can have trackable, like trackable.
So more ways. Surveillance.
You look at your, like the cops have to, they get basically a report card of how well they do. The sure. better they do, the less time they have to spend with a watch cop assigned to them.
Well, I think, you know, I think we're going to move on, but thank you for your opinion. Thank you for your thoughts.
I've been thinking about this for a while.
I'm happy to have this round table of podcasters around.
They don't have to do anything bad to the cops, just zap them. And then zap people if they have problems with it.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
But then you let an oversight. You have like some kind of innocent company like Amazon. Oh man, Amazon is here to help all of us. You saw how that they're reaching out. They really want to make sure that these protests stay safe because it's certainly not like they're making a bunch of money sending in supplies after everything is destroyed. It's very interesting.
It is indeed.
On.
Well, if that was the case, if we did have robots tasing folks, I'll tell you one thing. This guy would have gotten tased. He committed a crime. This is a typical, and we're going to get to the cannibalism here in a second, but this is a typical Vermont crime. This dude in Berkshire County, he's facing an assault charge because he threw a large pickle at a Vermont State Highway employee. So,
this is the future that the left wants for you. This is the truth. This is a liberal paradise
of
Vermont.
If we only had pickle assaults, everything would be great.
Protests in Vermont was like cops, and they literally all just played Twister together and just like walked down the street hand in hand because the cops don't even have guns in Vermont. They just have flashlights because they can then illuminate problems in society.
Yes,
and then
indeed.
Everyone sits together and talks about it. It's a nice place, Vermont.
Hey, a lot of guns in Vermont. According to the reports, this was picked up by the Associated Press because there's nothing going on in the world that warrants more coverage than the pickle assault. This incident occurred just before 6 p.m. this past Monday on U.S. Route 7 in Pownall near the border crossing of Massachusetts. According to the passenger in the car that had the object thrown at them, they determined it was a large pickle that hit the highway worker.
And it
caused him pain. That's according to the police.
How big was this pickle?
It was a large pickle. I don't know. It's not the most in-depth article. But you can assume a large pickle is probably anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. I think that's a pretty healthy size pickle. And then what we're looking at here is maybe 8 ounces?
No.
I'm guessing like 8-ounce, 5-inch pickle. That's a large pickle.
As far as I'm concerned, if fucking... Do you know the sexual performer Remington Steele? Do you know him?
Or every
Prince
day.
Yeshua? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Every day.
I feel like you have to hold up the pickle to their cocks, right, and decide. That, to me, is a criminal-level size pickle, you're going to throw it at somebody.
Because
I'm talking about 4 to 6 inches, you're still looking at a Henry Zebrowski range. Pickle.
We also have to remember, Henry, we're talking an automobile going at least 60 miles an hour. You're going to get a velocity on that pickle.
Jimmy
John's would be able to throw a pickle as fast as that, and that's just to make the sandwiches all fast. Although, no, Jimmy John's is a problem, and I'm taking it easy on Taco Bell as well. But
Taco Bell, those fucking pieces of shit just gave money to Trump's campaign.
I'm not even bringing that up right now. That's going to make me openly weep, but it'll help my waistline,
so
I'm going to take
everything.
They're taking everything. Nonetheless, pickle assaults are out there, folks, so be very careful. Always keep your mouth open, just in case you can catch one.
No, don't you dare, because then that, like, you know what, that could turn into pickle murder. Slides down your throat, you fucking choke to death. But let's just for a little bit, though, if we're throwing pickles at each other and you're getting mad at it, maybe for like the next like week, let's put a moratorium on calling the police about it. Let's think about what we're getting angry about here and maybe set up a set of priorities.
Sure.
Kind of like, you know, we could maybe talk about like, you know, just glancing in passing about how Anonymous just rebumped all of the witness testimony that was sealed behind a plea deal that now just got leaked of several witnesses saying that they saw Donald Trump, our president, Jeffrey Epstein, make love to a little girl. There's a lot of stuff out there to get upset about.
Make love is not the proper term.
They weren't. And so that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of stuff out there.
I think it's
interesting how people cherry pick what they get mad about, right? About how, do you remember how last week people were having full on protests about them being inside and they said it was a fucking police state. We're stuck inside the fucking COVID-19 bullshit. But I didn't see them having helicopters like keeping people inside when it wasn't about police brutality and free speech.
Well, the police have been militarized for a long time, ever since that 1033 program. And of course, we do in many ways live in a police state. So that is just the reality. Also, if it's 8 p.m., you better go home. The
you
curfew,
better go you home. Better even go home. They're purposely making the protests illegal. So you're automatically breaking the law, which is why you give to bail funds, because people like just like my normal comedian friends that were at the protest yesterday that all got arrested and they just are a part of that system. And they just got all roped off because they created the bump. They fucking with the curfew times to surprise you, and net you.
If you're a comedian, what haven't you had in a long time? A crowd. And what is a greater crowd than a hostage crowd in a jail cell where you say, you don't mind if I do a tight 10, do you? And then you go in and you start roasting, and then that'll go over great.
We've been inside for 2 months, right? This is the first audiences and crowds we've all had in a long time. I am with you, Kissel. I'm about to say, let's just take our live show and just put it next to one of the protesters and just to be able to entertain people again. I miss it so bad.
I miss being outside
with people. Of course, people are all running to the protest. It's fun to be with people.
It's good to see
your fellow man again.
Even George Clooney didn't see such a perfect storm as this.
Some people also have had there's so many different reactions to what's going on right now, to the injustice, to the protests. And there are some people that have had really out of school reactions. And one of those guys is this Richard man who was caught cannibalizing his 90-year-old grandmother. I know that we're all upset right now.
Sure.
But I just feel like that this is just like not the way to express it.
Yeah, I always say grandmother's their best. Uneaten. No need to take your grandmother's temple and put a little spoon on it and knock, 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 like you're trying to crack an egg. I say just leave your 90-year-old grandmother alone, because how much more time could she possibly have left? Don't eat her, please. And I know that's a controversial statement here from Side Stories, but
I don't mean to be like this.
Don't eat granny. Hashtag don't eat granny.
Very serious episode.
Yes.
Right. And we've been talking about the issues big time. And my thing is, my grandmother was a fucking disgusting old bitch. And I would never have eaten her in 1,000 years.
And so if she was nicer, if your grandmother was a sweet granny, like the one that watches Tweety Bird, you would be like salivating, staring at her. But the fact she was mean, you're like, oh, the meat's spoiled.
I mean, altogether, I just don't want her any closer. I didn't want her any closer to me to begin with.
Okay.
You look at this story, this comes from ABC 7 News. I'll just read a little bit of this. A Richmond man was arrested this week on suspicion of murder and was reportedly found attempting to eat the victim's body when law enforcement officers arrived. I don't know if they showed up and he could cut up a bunch of onions or if he had a fucking apron on. I'm not really certain how they knew.
Well,
unless he was just covered in blood and there was chunks of her meeting. There was chunks of her missing.
I feel like that would have to be the way, because the officers say they responded to the home. It's in a fairly quiet residential area.
Not anymore.
They heard a report.
California.
They heard a report of a man standing over a woman's body covered in blood. When they entered the home, they found Dwayne Wallach standing over his grandmother.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. This isn't blood. This is ketchup.
That'll even make a granny taste good, because you know what I call French fries. Just spoons for ketchup.
That's disgusting. I know that's not true about you, actually.
I love ketchup.
Yeah, but not like we've already talked about when we said no names last time, but Holden McNeely, he eats ketchup like that.
Well,
that's
he will eat it without the fry.
Ugh. I hate ketchup.
Anyway, the cops showed up. They ordered
the dude. What do you want from me? You're not going to roll me?
I mean, honestly, it's insane. And but that's fine. I'm going to move on because I'm so aggravated. So they were like, Wallach, stop. The cops again. We're not even going to talk about how in different circumstances he may have been shot. Almost 100%. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. They used a stun gun on him after the struggle. He was handcuffed and arrested. He's in the hospital.
See, this is the kind of spot where, like, if you want to rough up this guy, that's probably a good move. You know what I mean? When it's like, I don't know why it can't be like that, right? George Floyd wasn't even getting in the car. They had four guys. They could have gotten him in the car. This is a guy who is covered in blood. He just got done eating his grandmother. This is when you do the chokehold.
Well, I would say we don't do it at all, but Ruby Wallach, she was pronounced dead on Monday. And RIP Miss Ruby, you never know. This is why... You gotta keep, if you're a grandma, How do you try? This is not the first time we've seen. As a matter of fact, didn't we last week cover a story where another grandmother was killed by the granddaughter or something? I just feel like there's a lot of people, once you get to 90, that I guess folks think you're tasting good.
You know, maybe you get to 90 and you've always viewed your grandson as that little boy. You know what I mean? At some point, you looked at that little boy, you know, when he was born. 7 pounds, you know, and sure. You came in, you brought flowers. You're like, I'm so excited to see my grandson. And then you get, as he gets older, you know, like you don't see him as much, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe grandson, you become kind of estranged. He gets busy with his life and the cats and the cradle and the silver spoon. He keeps living. He's doing his own thing. And then maybe, I mean, we don't know anything about this guy, but I'm going to maybe put it on a limb there that maybe he, you know, doesn't have a job, or maybe he's dealing with a bunch of stuff and you don't really understand how dark it's gotten. You know what I mean? So you're like, yeah. And so your fucking grandson is like, Grandma, I'm coming over for fucking lunch today. I'm so excited to make lunch today. And you like think like, oh, he hasn't called me in 10 years, but this is what a nice time. He seems pretty out of sorts and he seems pretty agitated. And then you're just excited to see him. You've made little sandwiches and stuff. And then he just comes in. The first thing he goes to me, Grandma, I got to take the devil out of your asshole.
Oh, you're like, my.
What do you mean? And then sip.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. This guy does sort of sound a bit Richard Chase-y, doesn't he? And also, wasn't Richard Chase in the San Francisco area? Is there something in the water? What's going on in San Francisco?
Yeah, human shit is in the water. That's what we know about there. It's fucking riddled with human shit. But I can't imagine how it's going right now.
Well, you never know. People are having fun out there.
Are they?
I don't know. Taking a dump in public is something that I think is quite joyous. Because of the curfew and the lockdown, I have taken more public urinations than previous because there's no place for me to go to the bathroom. And if you're going to shut the door on me, well, then you know what? The whole damn place is a urinal as far as I'm concerned. It's a dog's life.
it's a dog's life.
And it's a fun one. Puffin is never happier than when he has a three poop walk. He knows I'm going to clean it up. He stares at me when he does it now, almost taunting me. And
it's the most shit I've ever seen come out of a dog.
It's insane how much he poops. And he circles around. He can make a full circle, almost like the smiley face bomber that I actually knew at UW Stout when he was trying to make a smiley face right after 9/11. Turns out it didn't work because when you make something that every cop knows, like when they know how to
where
make
to go
it,
look for it.
Yes, because they're like always making a smiley face. Then we kind of know what states to look at him for him at. But the way that Puffin does it, it is taunting and it's mean spirited. But
he just knows that in the end he does like it a little bit because it shows that the work that you put into feeding him actually has a result. Like the poo poo is like a solid result of your hard work feeding Puffin.
I can't tell you how much I know how healthy he is because of his poops. I know I've been doing a good job. I haven't had a runny poop in 3 months.
You got to look at your own poops. Make sure. Janelle James actually did post a very funny. She's one of the funniest comedians in the world. She posted a very funny, just to go off of public shitting. And it's just an example of the privilege that white people can have sometimes. She showed a video of this like anarchist, like crust punk chick on top of an overturned cop car, taking a shit. Like, she's just full on shit
taking
coming out
dump,
of her asshole.
Huh?
Yeah, and cops are just walking right past her. It's just like, I feel like it's
well,
sent a
now,
bad
to
message.
Be fair.
Literally, what? Janelle James is like, this is the kind of shit we're talking about. She is openly shitting on a cop car, and there's nobody macing her.
To be fair, the shit screen is real. You cover yourself with shit. It is very possible you're a monster at this point. No one wants to attack you. I feel like there is a power when just human nature, when you see someone taking a public shit in your brain, you can erase it. You can just be like, I'm not supposed to be seeing that. I don't want to be seeing that. So I am just blinders on going straight. The power of poop in public can never, ever be underestimated.
You just smear yourself in it. That's a good tip for the protesters. If you don't want to go to jail, cover yourself in your own shit and blood. I mean,
or you'll get roasted when you go to the jail cell and the person is doing his tight 10. They're like, oh, now the poopy monster is here. And then you're going to get, you know, murdered as a comedian. But
who is this guy who smells like shit? Who's this guy? Is it Bill de Blasio? Come on, guys. And
oh,
everyone be
my
like,
goodness.
What? No shit.
Honestly, that would make a lot of sense. He's not representing tall people very well. That guy is horrible.
He's not doing real good, man. It really seems like he's also kind of missing the mark. It's like there's like a lot of people just like not doing good. I really think that we could use anybody above comptroller on a local level, and I mean every single politician and leader needs to be replaced. How do we do that?
I think you would just want to replace them with robots.
I'm also nothing it's but called the elections. Best trained robots. Nothing. My robots will be responsible. They're going to listen. They're going to have a listen function where you can press a button on them. They will listen and grant. You know what I mean? Three strike policy.
Apparently, you did not watch the new Chucky because these damn things can go crazy.
I'm saying give him a shot. We should give a shot.
All right, let's do one more story here before we get into the hero of the week. This story is quite interesting. It's about a sexual fantasy, Henry. You know how we all have sexual fantasies. Some of them are different. Maybe some are Dookie related. And if that's the only thing that you do nefarious, or not even nefarious, if that's your only kind of kink, hey, go have it. Cover yourself in it. I don't care.
No, I a lot of times I just tell, like, Nat pretends to be a lot of times a woman trapped inside of a burning building. And I pretend to be a nude fireman.
Oh,
it just
really?
So happens to
your hair would,
and
you
brew.
Would go up like a cotton ball.
I get red when it's 80 degrees outside.
Well, how does the fantasy end?
I have sex with my wife.
Oh, she wasn't taking a dump? She wasn't in a fight? That would be sad. Anyway.
I just, that's it. It's that complicated.
This is a sexual fantasy gone horribly, horribly wrong. So this dude, I guess this is a home invasion fantasy. So
yes.
This guy hired someone to break into his house and I guess peg him. I don't know what you do. Maybe rearrange it. I don't know.
It's just so much work. The idea of hiring an actor, like doing a whole thing, it's very, very, it's very difficult. They made this much harder than it needed to be.
Really? And also, if you're going to do this, just make sure you have the address nailed out. Let them know. Maybe do a test run. Be like, this is my house. Because what happened here was they went into the wrong home. So two men with machetes entered the wrong house. This was in South Wales, Australia, before quickly realizing their error. They had been hired to carry out a client's fantasy of being tied up in his underwear and stroked with a broom, which again, fine, just get the house right.
Do what
right.
you gotta do, man. Do what you gotta do, yeah.
Yes, please. A judge concluded the facts of the case are unusual, which that's safe to say is, of course, you know, he was aroused underneath his robe. And the nice thing about the robes is you can touch yourself and no one can see.
Nobody knows. That's the best part about graduating. Happy graduation class of 2020.
So, Henry, how much would you pay to be handcuffed and know that you're about to have a home invasion with two people with machetes? What do you think that goes for?
Okay. Two people coming out.
Talking two. So that's going to be double the cost no matter what.
That's two people. How long are we talking about? How long is the stroke session? Because to me, it's by hour. I imagine...
Yeah. Yeah.
If I were to lowball, like if I was talking with them, they were like, well, what's your quote? I would say, if I was going to be one of those guys, I need $150 an hour. Simply because of hazard pay, if I got a machete, I guess I have to get me all hard.
Okay.
And once I'm hard, I am just like unreasonable.
Well, you're not even going to get somebody with a butter knife to knock on your door for that much money, my friend. This was
$5,000. When it comes down to it, sometimes you have to raise your prices to show quality. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you raise the price to show the quality of your product, then what you get out of it is a higher level. You're getting people who are committing. It's, you know, you get what you pay for. You want things because, you know, it's fast, good, or cheap. You get two or three.
Right? I think it's or done
two or
right.
Three. Two to three. Yes. Right?
So this dude spent $5,000. Okay, but this is the craziest part. So they go in for the home invasion, but apparently, this is true, apparently the dude who called them for this moved to a different address 30 miles away and didn't tell them. So he didn't update the two dudes. So they entered the home on the street of the original address. And when
Wait a second. How long did it take for him to put this together?
I don't freaking know, bro. But the residents.
I guess it might take a month.
So this is what, so the resident that noticed the home invasion, also another strange tidbit, this all took place at 6:15 in the morning. So this guy, maybe he wanted to make a day of it. And you know how your dad and mom were just like, we're going to Disney World. We'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We want to get there at 4:30 in the morning to stay in the parking lot for 2 hours and look at what we're about to do.
Because they were like because I agree with them, every cent. You got two kids going to Disneyland? That shit's like fucking $2,000 these days. You literally have to be like, we are going to experience every fucking pixel of joy in this theater. I remember being threatened by my parents, just being like, we're going to have a good time today because this cost your father a lot of money.
Absolutely. And nothing says a fun vacation like constantly being reminded how much it costs your father.
I always.
So the resident who lived there, he noticed a light was on in his kitchen at 6:15 a.m. He just figured his buddy was making coffee. But then the men called out the name of their client. The resident turned on the light and removed his sleep apnea mask he was wearing.
What's happening? Do you think that they only knew him by his like online handle? So they're like, you know, a Bingleberry 420. We're here to rape you. Like.
Saw these dudes above his bed with the machetes, which appeared to have. Oh,
whoa,
my God.
Fucking Amazon Prime is fucking getting aggressive, man.
Yeah, I guess so. When they realized the error, one of the men said, sorry, mate, and shook the resident's hand. The two men then drove to the correct address. So, I guess it's good to have a trial run. The client.
How about that happens to you, right? Because I'm going to say altogether, it's probably with travel, gas money, all this kind of shit. It's probably all told cost that dude. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to say grand. If this ends up accidentally being your fucking super fetish,
right?
Just rolling in your house, you got that for free.
I guess.
Or you're screaming because two men with machetes are fucking woken you up from a dead sleep to have sex with you.
Or maybe it is like that scene in Animal House where the kid's looking at the Playboy and then all of a sudden the bunny comes through the window. Maybe it is just like, oh, thank you for free. But that wasn't the case. So when the dudes actually showed up at the right address, this is why I really don't like the original client. He noticed the big knife in the guy's pocket. And you know what he did, Henry? He said, put it in the car. That's too scary for me. So he wasn't even all in. And what? Then apparently the client cooked bacon, eggs, and noodles. And a short time later, the police arrived, found the machete, and arrested the hired pair. The judge has ruled that the men's actions were intentional. And they carried the machetes either as a prop or something to use in the fantasy. He said the fantasy was unscripted and there was discretion as to how it would be carried out. And again, you got to clarify if you want machetes or don't want machetes.
You really do. I'd say it's one of those where you got to put that in the comment section. You're like, no machetes, please. Like,
when you fill out something on Grubhub or Uber Eats and you have to be like, no avocado for me. Horrible allergy.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, we learn a lot. And you can learn a lot by making mistakes, such as speaking out about racism and police brutality. And I like taking it back to that. Off of this story.
Yes. So the lawyer for Terrence Leroy, one of the accused, said it was a commercial agreement to tie up and stroke a semi-naked man in his underpants. They keep on saying stroking with a broom, Henry.
I don't know what that means.
How do you stroke with a broom?
I don't know if it's just them going like, you're dirt. And he's like, I'm dirt. I'm the big pile of dirt. Oh, I don't know if that's it.
You stroke it with the, okay. I'm thinking like the handle for, so you stroke it with the bristles.
Yes, obviously.
I don't, yes. I'm seriously, I'm just like, well, you grab
then they'd
both.
Say, pegging him with the broom handle. I think they'd say that. I'd say that. I mean, I think technically that term is called doing the janitor. As if you fucking angle the end of a fucking broom handle inside of a man's butt. But you have to ask him. You got to ask him, guys. Please, for the love of God, in 2020, you got to ask first. But then, you know, if you're going to stroke him with that, I just don't understand what the pleasure it is. But again, I guess I'm vanilla.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, well, I guess we're all vanilla when it comes to that. All right. Are you ready to do Hero of the Week, Mr. Zabrowski?
I mean, I'm looking for a hero. I feel like this time period, I actually feel like during these time periods, the other night, before all of this shit hit, there was a, I heard this like, buck, 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 like this fucking bunch of shots. It was really, really intense. And there's like police helicopters everywhere. And at some point, do you remember that like guy that was like doing this, the vigilante superhero stuff?
Yes, in Seattle, of course.
Yeah, that guy. I was like, I'm really surprised we're not seeing a lot more of that during this time period.
Well,
that's one. That is one aspect of the dystopia, the like sci-fi dystopia we've kind of like rolled into that I haven't seen yet. We haven't seen
don't forget,
the force of vigilantes.
Not all heroes wear capes, Mr. Zabrowski. Perhaps they're out there, and we can't see them. That was a great story, the Seattle guy. I think he may have died, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think he might have been sued out of existence.
Do you think Marvel or like DC Comics
for
sued him?
IP, yeah. Yeah. It was copyright. Aww. No, I think he was sued for probably tasing somebody you shouldn't have tased. Because that's the danger. That's the real legal gray area you get into vigilanteism.
Yes. All right, let's do Hero of the Week. You know what? I'm just going to throw a surprise third one in because we got a lot of heroes this week. Number one, the 103-year-old woman who beat COVID and she celebrated with an ice cold Bud Light. Did you see that, Mr. Zabrow?
I did, and I celebrated her. She did deserve it. She did deserve that Bud Light. I mean,
yes,
I wish it could have been a Sam Adams, but
no, she's too classy for a Sam Adams. Her name is Jenny Stenja. She tested positive in late April, and she has survived. She's 103, and they got a picture of her in her hospital bed with my favorite kind of Bud Light, the Bud Light that comes in the aluminum can. Or
yeah,
the aluminum,
like
the tall boy.
Because you know what it reminds me of is fucking concerts and sports games.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Sadly, we're not able to determine if this story is 100% real or not. But you know what? I want it to be real. So gosh darn it, it is. This is about a female pastor identified as Pastor Mrs. Veronica. She claims that she can cure men's infertility by wiping her vagina, wiping her pussy on their cocks and having sex with them, but for no more than 2 minutes. And that'll cure you. And I just think I'm just happy someone's trying.
We need an outreach. We need an outreach. And if there's some magical vagina out there that could do it, I fucking, for the love of God, we need it now.
Absolutely. We need magic pussies more than ever before. So Pastor Veronica, good job. She says that the body fluid touches his manhood. Such a man will be healed of his fertility problems. And I hope that it's true.
Well, it's not even the fertility problems. It'd be nice if it was just like, was there a way to like just like X out the rage? Can it just go blink and then the rage can elevate?
Yeah, maybe that's also what she's doing. It's also a public service. She says, my mission on Earth is to cure men of their infertility problems through sleeping with them. Each session must not last more than 2 minutes, so you better get it done fast, guys. I know me. You put a clock on there, I'm in my head. I can't do anything. Even if it comes down to a quick session alone, I need lengthy amounts of time. I can't feel the stress or the pressure. Maybe that's why I was never given the basketball late in the game.
Yeah, I don't know why you were never the clutch of a basketball team. I don't know. Because you know what happened was you wouldn't be able to handle Michael Jordan fucking yelling at you and having to practice hard to keep up with him.
No, I definitely would not have been able to handle that. I would have cried every single day.
I would have cried. There's no way I would have been able to handle him.
And lastly, speaking of love, a man congratulated his girlfriend after she finally farted in front of him after 3 years of being in a relationship. Ryan McLaren's girlfriend, Kaylee Warren, she's 21, he's 24. It took her 3 years to fart in front of him. And because he was so proud of her, he bought her a cake and it said, it's been a wonderful 3 years and congratulations on your first fart. And I just feel like Hero of the Week is also farting in front of your partner, because if they can't handle you at your fart, then they don't deserve you at your, you know, whimsical speaking.
Yep.
So there you go.
That's what happens. And so congrats. Thank you.
Have you been farting a lot? Do you still try to keep it in front of Natalie, or do you just let it rip roar?
No, I keep it in.
I keep it in.
We don't want to slide into that territory.
You don't think that's fun? Because some families, when I was growing up, one of my best friends at the time, his family was, they were like the Clumps. They were a burping and farting family, and they kind of brought them together.
That's the Satanist part of me that I'm just not into. We just don't do it. We're not that kind of, we don't like to debase ourselves with the farting and the burping in front of each other. I honestly don't know if Nat can fart. Should she keeps it? She just like, I don't think she does it on purpose. It's not like she fears retribution from me if she farts in front of me. But I think that she pretty much keeps it to herself, or she puts it into the. She takes like model poops. Model poops are different.
I don't know, buddy, and I'm sure none of us will ever find out. Thank God.
I mean, yeah, I'm not in there being like, all right, let me see it.
Let me see. Let me make sure you're healthy. Let me make sure you're like Ben's dog Puffin.
I mean, I'll take it, but it, well, for me, I try not to just, I don't want to disgust her with my farts.
I get you. Mythbusters on like season quadrillion, when they were totally out of ideas, they did bust the myth that women don't fart. They strapped up a microphone to a woman. I was like, what a horrible day at the office.
What kind of,
but she did
what
fart.
What is this? It's a fucking full fetish. It is a full fetish. That's really, really
I didn't know they made like fart microphones that are like, that just hang perfectly there right above the hole. I don't know.
Here we go. I looked into Dune, right? I wanted to look into the good book, the Satanic Bible, for a thing to read about for today. But the problem is that it was kind of the wrong tone because there's a lot of vengeance stuff in there. And I feel like we should, like, we'll save vengeance for until whether or not they're going to send tanks down the streets to quell the protests. And then we'll figure out where we lie. Well, but I went to the other good book. I went to Dune.
Went to
see,
Dune.
Like,
okay.
What's a thing that we could take away? And I think one of these is important. One statement that he says, and I think it's true. He's like, without change, something sleeps inside us and seldom awakens. The sleeper must awaken. That's us. But that was about Paul Atreides.
Sounds like that's about farting again in front of your wife.
I mean, it can be applied to a lot of things. That's why Dune is so good.
Interesting.
And
here's
another, and this comes from my boy Leto too. Right, God Emperor, because he saw this whole thing and understood. He said, like, knowledge exists, teeters on the edge of a knife point. You have to be able and find out. You have to challenge yourself. And he said, and always, he fought the temptation to choose a clear, safe course. Warning, that path leads ever down into stagnation. So when you see all of this chaos in the street, that is growth. We're at a point where we have to come to terms with some of our bullshit.
I am happy that you're putting in this social movement in the context of what you understand and many of the audience understand in the context of Dune. Very prophetic stuff. Very powerful.
It is just really true. Just remember, we have to challenge ourselves. And this is a questioning time. This is an introspective time. And also showing what you're all about time. So, you know, fucking be the person that you want to like tell your kids or my granddogs that you want to be during this time period. Well, you don't. That, I think it's really important.
What are you studying, Wendy?
I just feel like it's also interesting that there are so many people that talk about freedom and something shit in this country that form into these fucking militias that then join onto the sides of the police state when it comes down to it. These bootlickers are one of the worst stripes of human beings that exists in this country. The whole point of your little freedom movement was supposed to question the government. And now we're seeing the fucking vacuum of leadership up top and where that's led us.
Absolutely.
It led us to fucking nothing, dude.
If any of our brothers and sisters are not free, then none of us are free. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Side Stories.
I'm just going to leave it simple and say live, laugh, love. And this time for serious. And that's it.
This is, wow.
I think it's for serious. I think that we're going to take it back. We're going to take it back for Michael's. We're going to take it back for Walmart for one day.
Uh-huh.
And really, yeah, you go to Aunt Cheryl's house and you see all her fucking, see her knickknacks, or you see her fucking, like, you know, all that bullshit up in the, on the walls, all of that being like, I'll have my mocha Valium latte, please. Like those funny little things. But maybe now people sit and like, you know, take that triple L.
I don't think I've ever seen, I'll have my mocha Valium, please.
My mom has one of those.
That's like a my cry mom has for one help, I think. But
she, they learn, my father has grown quite a bit. You go to ask my father's like, I don't think they should be choking anybody. And you're like, wow, Dad. Great.
Very, very brave.
You know what I mean? That is really good. But I just want to say, y'all, we love you. And we're here for you.
Absolutely,
let
guys.
Let us know what you want from us, man, too. Don't be afraid to hit us up, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. And take care of yourselves. And if you're going to go protest, get goggles and a helmet.
Be safe out there, y'all. Keep on supporting all the shows here on Last Podcast Network. We will be with you till the end. What is that? From a House of 1,000 Corpses, I believe. That was That was what Captain Spaulding said or something like that.
Yeah, I remember. And also, I feel like we can then just dedicate the very end of this episode to Breonna Taylor as well.
Absolutely.
And being like, that's another story that you can look up to. Look up that story. Look up the Tulsa Massacre. There's a lot of fucked up shit.
It'll keep you busy. And again, we will keep you up to date on Abe Lincoln's Top Hat about all the moving parts as we see the dystopian future predicted by the sci-fi world that Mr. Zabrowski resides in. Maybe the sci-fi author should have had a rosier depiction of the future and we wouldn't be here right now.
William Gibson is trying to change that. And that's up for the next generations too, and our current generations. Instead of viewing this idea of like of a dystopia, of a dark future, which is a thing that we kind of fetishize and we're super into all throughout the 80s and the 90s in our pop culture. It's now kind of coming home to roost because you see what you kind of set yourself up for these circumstances. You do project your own reality. We are in this bullshit. So the next generation has to start thinking about like what's hopeful, how to reach towards the skies. Those two astronauts had to go up to the ISS and nobody gave a fuck. They are up there and they didn't, no one gives a fuck.
That was a cool
fuck.
Launch. I watched the SpaceX launch and I was like, please don't explode. I was just please, God, get out of here.
But they're up in the ISS asking the Russians, and they're like up there, like, maybe we should bring back the pee-pee tape. Do we have it on the space station? Because I do think if it's anywhere, it's on the space station.
Well, who knows? Either way, have fun out there the best you can. If you're going to order people to come into your house and have sex with you via machete, just let them know you moved. That's my only advice.
Let them know. Just shoot them a text.
Shoot them a text. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magoostalations, everyone.
Hail me. But you know what? Hey, I'm going to flip that around and say hail you today, you fucking pieces of shit. Let's do this.
Look at that. Well, then you yelled at them.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.